This is the Texas Standard.
Only hours before the Post's revelations, officials at the State Department made a blockbuster announcement that seemed to put distance between the U.S. and Russia, at least over the issue of Syria. It's new photographic evidence of what they say is a crematorium that's been built at a prison outside Damascus. For more on these developments, we're joined by Professor Alan Cooperman of the University of Texas LBJ School. Welcome.
Thank you.
Spell it out for us. What's the narrative first about these, you know, when it comes to these disclosures about the Syrian government and this apparent crematorium, that prisoners are being killed, that civilians are being massacred, that war crimes are being covered up? What's going on?
Well, I don't think it's a surprise to anybody who's been following the war closely or even not closely that there have been mass arrests and imprisonment in Syria by the Assad regime. And there have been reports of torture and executions previously. None of that is new. What's new is this report yesterday from the State Department that after they kill their prisoners, they are burning them in order to dispose of the evidence. And it is shocking. It is reminiscent of the Nazis in World War II.
Right.
And we have to see if it's confirmed. I don't think it's going to change very much what we think of the regime or what we do about the regime.
Well, I think that goes to the issue of who's the audience for this. As you're pointing out, the information about the mass slaughter, that's been reported for several months now. Now you have these photographs of
years, several years.
Right. Well, that's absolutely true. So, who's the audience for this? Are they thinking that the American people will rise up? Are they thinking that Russia will see itself as complicit with possible war crime? Who are they trying to speak to here?
Well, again, it's very hard to get inside the mind of the administration. It's one possibility is that they just came up with this information. That's possible. It's also possible that they've known this for a while and have decided for some, as you suggest, some political or strategic purpose to disclose it now. There's no way of knowing that.
Of course, there was when President Trump decided to fire rockets at Syria, he claimed to be trying to make a particular statement that perhaps, I believe his words were, the use of chemical weapons crossed a line for me. I'm wondering if this secret crematorium may be another line for the administration.
Well, that's a good question. Again, of all the presidents we've ever had, there's none more unpredictable than President Trump. The Trump administration position has been that they want to intervene less than the Obama administration did. And the Obama administration wanted to intervene less than the George W. Bush administration. So the preference, the inclination of this administration, it appears, is not to intervene, except when Syria does something like use chemical weapons, which is a violation of an international norm about the specific munition they're using. It doesn't appear that the Trump administration's position is to try to intervene against the Assad administration. But again, it's the Trump administration. It could change in a minute.
I mentioned this because of the proximity in terms of, you know, when we learned this news. But just a few hours after we saw this photographic evidence, the Washington Post broke the news that President Trump revealed classified information when he met with Russian officials last week in the Oval Office, something which the administration technically claims did not happen, that no sources, instrumentalities, nothing that was sensitive was revealed to the Russians. Do you see any connection between the published report by the Post and the announcement on Syria?
Well, I would say more broadly that there obviously is sensitivity within the Trump administration about accusations that it's in bed with Russia, it colluded with Russia. We have investigations at the FBI and both the House and Senate. And so I think there has been an attempt to claim that there's distance between the Trump administration and Russia. Whether this disclosure about a crematorium in Syria is part of that PR effort, I simply don't know.
Professor Alan Cooperman, is at the University of Texas LBJ School. Professor, thank you so much for speaking with the Texas Standard.
Okay, thank you.